Triple M Roo, there's been a fair bit of trade action.
Yeah.
For starters, can we condense this? Can we actually get it down to where it's done in a day or 2 days?
There's no hope of doing that, Dits. It does take a while to get deals done. And you can see now there's still a stack of stuff that's got to try and happen in the last 3 days. And it's always only been a week, Dits, and it could probably get away with a week. But I think what's happening is there's going to be more players traded in trade week. So they need the time to do it. And I think the AFL love having something else to talk about. Keeps the AFL in the news for an extra couple of weeks when other sports might be getting the limelight. But
righto,
there's still a stack of deals to go through at the moment. But with the big ones in Adelaide that have been done and dusted are the McGovern deals and the Polak deals so far. And
right. Has the McGovern one been good? Are you happy with what happened?
Yeah, I think the Crows are happy with the deal. I think a lot of people in listening would have thought that or hoping that they were going to get picked, you know, pick right up the top to try and get these top South Australian lads, but Carlton were never going to give up pick one for that. But to get pick 13 and a lad called McAdam out of Sturt, I think is a pretty good deal. So hopefully pick 13 can turn into a good player, and McAdam, all the recruiters are saying, is going to be a good AFL player, the type of player that the Crows need at the moment. Bit of he's not small, he's 6 foot, but fast, good defensive skills, and can take a big mark as well, so it should fit into our forward line.
If I got this wrong, I had a bit to say last week about this. Wasn't he one of the players that both Carlton and the Gold Coast were allowed to pick up before the draft? One of the three mature age players?
Yes, he was.
So therefore, how does he end up playing for the Crows if he's meant to go to Carlton or the Gold Coast?
Well, they can on-trade those players to help them get other players in like McGovern. Otherwise, that deal might not get through. Or they would have had to give up pick one. So what you're thinking about is they were giving players to help them get better tomorrow, which technically is right. But in the rules, it said they're allowed to on-trade them to help get deals done to bring in other, I guess, senior players to their club. So that's what they've done.
Mm. Now, Port Adelaide must have been jockeying by the look of it, because they've ended up with pick six, I think.
Yep.
Haven't they? And it's all about, you mentioned the three gun South Australians that are a chance to be drafted. So is that what Port Adelaide would probably be trying to do?
I don't know if they're trying to get, I mean, obviously they'd prefer a South Australian than others, just for the, takes away the risk of losing them back to interstate. But they also just want to get right up to get good players if they can. But you got to make a decision if you give away several picks to get one real high pick, because if you get one real high pick, you're probably going to get a really good player. But if you give away two or three other picks, you're eliminating the chance of getting two or three really good players as well. So some teams would be happy to have four good picks, or some teams would be happy to have two very high picks and only get two players. So there's different strategies for different clubs, but the Wingard deal's a real interesting one, isn't it? Mm. Why it's happening, and Wingard's come out and said, oh, you'll hear from my side of the story. Mm. Have you heard anything that's...
No, but this stinks to me. How you cannot be losing a player of his caliber, and you've been through this before at your club. You lose a player that you, whether it's Lever or whoever, we could name others. Chad Wingard, you don't trade that caliber of player. You shouldn't lose that caliber of player, and he's a local. He's not going home to interstate. He's a local lad. There has to be serious questions asked
just
about this.
The interesting thing about why he said you'll hear my side of the story. So I will like to. And when there's a deal that doesn't quite seem right, like what's happening with Tom Scully at pick 53, you always got to think about there must be something happening behind the scenes. You're hearing with Scully, he's got a dodgy ankle. And for Burton to be thrown up to come back to Port Adelaide, you know, that doesn't quite stack up as well, because I reckon he's a very, very good footballer.
He is.
If you're, you know, talking about a draft pick and Burton for Wingard, you'd be grabbing it every day. So wait and see, but there's certainly a hell of a lot going to happen over the next few days.
All right, good.